This is an oral reading of the poem An Introduction by Kamala Das. I don't know politics, but I know the names of those in power and can repeat them like days of week or names of months beginning with Nehru. I'm Indian, very brown, born in Malabar. I speak three languages, write in two, dream in one. Don't write in English, they said. English is not your mother tongue. Why not leave me alone, critics, friends, visiting cousins, every one of you? Why not let me speak in any language I like? The language I speak becomes mine, its distortions, its queernesses, all mine, mine alone. It is half English, half Indian. Funny, perhaps, but it is honest. It is as human as I am human, don't you see? It voices my joys, my longings, my hopes, and it is useful to me as cawing is to crows or roaring to the lions. It is human speech, the speech of the mind that is here and not there, a mind that sees and hears and is aware. Not the deaf, blind speech of trees in storm, or of monsoon clouds, or of rain, or the incoherent mutterings of the blazing funeral pyre. I was a child, and later they told me I grew, for I became tall, my limbs swelled, and one or two places sprouted hair. When I asked for love, not knowing what else to ask for, he drew a youth of 16 into the bedroom and closed the door. He did not beat me, but my sad woman body felt so beaten. The weight of my breasts and womb crushed me. I shrank pitifully. Then I wore a shirt and my brother's trousers, cut my hair short, and ignored my womanliness. Dress in saris, be girl, be wife, they said, be embroiderer, be cook. Be a quarreler with servants. Fit in. Oh, belong, cried the categorizers. Don't sit on walls or peep in through our lace-draped windows. Be Amy, or be Kamala, or better still, be Madhavikati. It is time to choose a name, a role. Don't play pretending games. Don't play at schizophrenia or be a nympho. Don't cry embarrassingly loud when jilted in love. I met a man, loved him. Call him not by any name. He is every man who wants a woman, just as I am every woman who seeks love. In him, the hungry haste of rivers. In me, the ocean's tireless waiting. Who are you? I ask each and everyone. The answer is, it is I. Anywhere and everywhere, I see the one who calls himself. If in this world, he is tightly packed like the sword in its sheath. It is I who drink lonely drinks at 12 midnight in hotels of strange towns. It is I who laugh. It is I who make love and then feel shame. It is I who lie dying with a rattle in my throat. I am sinner. I am saint. I am the beloved and the betrayed. I have no joys which are not yours, no aches which are not yours. I too call myself I.